The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Now we're stepping into our interview with, I would like to say, one of the icons of our culture in TNT, starting from very young all the way up, Miss Natasha Wilson. Welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM, and good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you.
And of course, I'd like to welcome as well Spine from Zig Boy Music. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we will get into how Zig Boy has made a influence into Natasha's music. But first, we want to find out. We want to reconnect with Miss Natasha Wilson. Oh. How are you doing?
I am great. After God, I'm blessed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we know Natasha from the young lady who started out in the 1980s.
Yeah, along 85.
Yeah. Along with another young boy who is...
Who is that? That big head boy. I just call him.
Boy. And that evolution that we've seen you go through for the, you know, the next couple of years. What has it been like, you know, as a young icon and then coming up to these present times? How it has been for you?
It's been hard. It started off hard.
Mm-hmm.
As a female in the business, young baby female in the business... It started off hard. A lot of people think, but oh my God, you know, she born, as they used to say, she born with a cold spoon in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It was just as...
It was hard.
Yeah.
But as time goes on and, you know, being underneath the umbrella of the mighty sparrow, my daddy, you know, it get easy.
Well, that would have been one of the questions I asked you. In from that time period, mm-hmm. you know, who were your mentors and icons? Well, you mentioned Sparrow already.
The boss.
Yeah.
The true boss.
And what he taught you to everything, survive in this industry.
Yeah, everything that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what's shining here is thanks to him. You know, and the first thing he always, dad taught me is humility.
Mm.
Be humble in this game. Because, you know, some people just get swell-headed. Mm-hmm. You know, you make one little hit one year now and you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but you now start.
I want to go into that too. What?
Oh God, I'm going too fast for you.
No. I want to know what it takes to write a hit, to mm-hmm. come up with the concept and actually come with something solid that lasts for years. Because, I mean, I played one of your first tunes one day, which still sounds as relevant back then as it is today.
Something, yes.
Yeah.
Well, girl, as a young child in the business, you don't know. You know, I started at 8. Did one day at 12,
mm-hmm.
and right after did Sweet TNT. So I didn't know, I was just having fun, any business, don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just happy to sing and be on stage and that type of thing. You know, but as time goes on and, you know, you're being around somebody like that and you're learning about the business, you know, mm-hmm. I used to listen and my mom used to like, go in your bed, you know, but then turn 16, 17, 18, mm-hmm. see little things change, you know, because the art form change every day.
Right.
You know, so you see changes and, you know, when you reach a certain age, like 13, 14, I don't want to sing no more.
Mm.
You know, I went into that phase and then, you know, being, you know, underneath dad, as I said, and speaking to him and being mentored by him, I'm like, nah. I have this.
Mm-hmm.
And then after what, you know, honestly, I had no guilt days to say, well, you know, I had friends used to go up a level and party and think, what is that for me?
Mm.
All Natasha know is work and home and school.
Do you regret that? Losing out on that part of,
honestly,
of life?
Honestly, sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie because I used to hear my friends at Bishop's talking about, yeah, we went up a level and we see like Jack perform and mm-hmm. I sit down there in the class like a boo-boo like, who's Jack? So which up a level? You know, so yes, yeah. I lost a lot of years of being that girly girl, mm-hmm. but it pays off now, you mm-hmm. know. Look who I am, how look how far I become,
mm-hmm.
and what I did for my country, you know, so...
And on the outside,
mm-hmm.
Looking at how things are going in TNT
mm-hmm.
and the direction of how people interact within the industry and so on, what is the most glaring thing for you?
of people outside. When you're outside, you're more, you get a more better variety of the art form, and you learn more. But what saddened my heart is when you come back to your own country, people forget who you are. They look at you as a foreigner. See that? That is aggravating. Because if you look at my passport, I'm not ashamed to say it's not an American passport. It's a big Trinidad and Tobago. A lot of people saying, Natasha, how come you're not? No. I'm Trini, diehard, born. That's all I know. And then you come here, it's like, who's Natasha? Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, she's a foreigner. Stop your nonsense.
Yeah, because you are considered one of the foundation, you know, performers of the art form.
Of course. You know, you
could give some of these ladies who are now coming up some lessons in how to, you know, be on stage.
Yes. You know, I have a production company and I have singers underneath my company. And I have one powerful singer. I was talking to Spine this morning about her. And when I first went to her, she was in a band singing. Her name is Millie Kay. And she didn't know her capabilities and how great she is. And my brother, Brent Toussaint, which is also my producer, and we took her underneath our wing. And now she's a boss singer. She could sing anything. Not soca, not calypso, but any genres of music. I put Millie Kay. She could sing. You know, she's still a little shy. You know, she have a little, but she's a boss.
On the mic,
you know? And I have other singers like Trista and they who he like his little zest music, but he's a boss singer too. His range and he do his curdling.
Well, this is another question. We know Natasha in the calypso realm. There are other genres that you do as well.
Of course.
Yeah, tell us about the adventure into that.
My thing is I always learn, even though you start off as a calypsonian, you have to train yourself to be an entertainer, could sing anything, any genres of music. Don't just put yourself in one bracket like, all I could sing is calypso and I'm staying there. No, push yourself. Push yourself to do different type of music. So if you get a break in life, you could be comfortable, you're happy, you could sit anywhere and sing anything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just Natasha is an entertainer.
Just in case they didn't have the music to go with the calypso, they may have something in another genre that you can pick up on.
Yeah, I sing Western.
Western. You do Western as well?
Everything. I train myself to do anything, you know? R&B music. Well, you know, everybody's like, Natasha, you have that type of voice.
Right.
So I love, you know, my girl is Fantasia.
Right.
I love singers. Like, I look up to Fantasia. Well, God rest their soul, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. You know, I call singers. When I listen to my gospel, I listen to Yolanda Adams. And sometimes I try to push myself to, like, sing and Be Blessed and push it to her level. You know, right now, a little hoarse. So you wouldn't hear me going, you know, like, stuff like that.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Beyonce.
Well, I love Beyonce, you know. I love Beyonce, but I go back. I like the old-time singers. You know what I'm saying? Chaka Khan. These are people. Anita Baker.
Oh, yeah.
These are singers.
Yeah. Heart and soul.
Yes.
Body and soul. Yes. I love that song. Then there was a lot of message within the music as well. A lot of thought went into writing the lyrics, you know, to bring about a story and to connect with the audience.
Yeah.
Tell me about that writing process, because you have new music coming out.
Oh, well, you know, this is my first year working with Zig Boys, right? And thanks to Cookie, we call her Cookie, Kathy, you know, she did the introduction by me meeting Spine, but not knowing, you know, she says Spine. So I'm like, this is somebody strange, not knowing I know him by Sean. So as years we talking and, you know, vibing, lose contact for a while.
Right.
And so when we just reconnect, you know, the other day, I call him and I say, give him my vision on what it is I want for my 2025 song, which I sat down with Dad. And he told me, Satash, you know, I want you to do something up tempo. I want you to let the people know about your struggles and things in the art form that you went through. So when I sat down with Spine and Sucre, he introduced me to Sucre. Oh my God, Sucs. You know, I tell them what it is I wanted. Mm-hmm. And within 24, you hear what I'm telling you? 24 hours. Spine called me back. Your song is done. What? You got to be kidding me. Spine, you're joking, right? No, I'm going to send you the test and listen. Mm-hmm. When I hear it, my pause start to raise. Yeah, my Jesus.
Well, TNT, your pause will raise just now before when we play the song, because I have it right here waiting. Let's bring in Spine. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Spiney Winey.
As a producer, you know, we're talking about how music has evolved. I want to find out from you, where do you think the sound of Trinidad and Tobago is going?
Well, the sound of Trinidad and Tobago has always been from the streets, from the steel pan to the tassa, to calypso, to now soca, and even the Trinidad movement, as we know it today. Every last one of them evolved from the streets, right? So it's important to understand the sound of the people and also listen to what is happening internationally, because we, from ever since, always been influenced by foreign as well. But we have a funny way where we take foreign and make it ours, right? So it's an interesting change, because the only thing constant, as we know, in life is change.
It's change, yeah.
Right? And we see where soca breaking into some new barriers. We have a nice little momentum happening right now on the international scale with the likes of Kes and the younger Mikel Teja voice and some others, you know.
Young brother
making some nice little strides within the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself very, very anxious to see where it go. But I will also add to say that I think we need a lot more soldiers on the front line.
When you say soldiers, what do you mean by that? People who are promoting the music or looking for opportunities?
It's a collective. We live in the Caribbean. We do Caribbean music, right? So as is, if we're looking at it from a numbers point of view, we already at a disadvantage. The whole Caribbean is a little under 40 million people. English speaking being one of the least, we a little over 10 million in the English speaking Caribbean, right? So if we're looking to create an impact on the international scale, we need to gather everybody, right? In terms of artists, in terms of musicians, in terms of everybody within the force, that is the creative force. We need as much, even simple things like having proper PR, proper management, proper...
Oh, we could go and have a whole show on that, because there's been a little discord, and I'm using the word little very liberally, right? In terms of the younger generation and that song that you're talking about, and the older ones saying that, you know, it makes no sense, it's not music. You know, tell me, as from a producer's perspective, what we really need to sort that issue out and make it, you know, viable for Trinidad and Tobago, because the next conversation will be, we'll be not on the Billboard charts, no Grammys.
The thing about life in Trinidad, right, and this is the beauty of my people, when they took the oil drum and I was throwing it away, we took that and we made a steel pan from it. And that came from people who was rebelling, right? So I see nothing change. I see the youths of Trinidad and Tobago who have been deprived of opportunity taking something that they found natural to them and creating their own lane. And we were part of conversations, because including myself, I'm someone who I'm very passionate in youth development, right? And I myself have been a victim of being a youth who bringing forth a new song, and the how to put it, I don't want to call them the gatekeepers, because I don't believe they are gatekeepers, but the people who were there before us, saying, you see that what you're doing there? I ain't like it. Stay out of this carnival. Come back so time. And I live to see that the same set people take what we created and now proud of it. So I want to tell the nation, the people who supposed to be paving the way for the youths, take a little time and don't shun them. Listen to what they're saying, because we could learn from each one teach one. We could learn from the elders. The elders could learn from the youths. And it's important that we marry everything together and make it ours, because this is Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that the street is the song that the people, and it is our song, mm-hmm. you know? So,
and I mean, one of the questions or issues that they have with the streets is the type of energy that's on the streets right now, and the issue that they're saying that is just promoting to, you know, evolve it even more, or to make it bigger, to promote it. Well, what do you have to say to that?
You see, no, it's a double-edged sword, right?
Mm-hmm.
One being the violence. I don't promote violence, period, right? And unfortunately, the majority of the song that is coming from the street is about violence. But the reality of that is the environment that the youths grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
And they just reporting to what they see. So if we as the elders want to have that change, then we should really try to change their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And not study the product of what is coming out from the tree, but try to feed the tree the right fruit, feed the tree the right nutrition, so that the
fertilizer,
fertilize it the right way,
mm-hmm.
rather than trying to cut down the tree because of the fruit that is bearing, but mm-hmm. it's still going on. The environment go and bring our next one. That's just natural progression of life. So we as our people have to do better, and we really need to be our brother's keeper a little more,
mm-hmm.
rather than casting judgment or trying to shun certain things, because as I say, the only thing constant
is change. Now, a lot of I would think, from looking at a parallelistic rap, for example, a lot of that was reporting on what was happening in the streets as well. Dancehall, mm-hmm. reggae, they have the different messages. I think it's what you are willing to promote,
correct,
and follow as an individual listening to the music,
correct.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the experience of Miss Lady Lava. That's one of your proteges.
Well, I'm so proud of Keisha. Eh? Mm. I, that is Keisha Harris to me. People know her as Lady Lava, but that is my sister. I literally went to kindergarten with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I saw where she came when nobody was paying attention. We, and this is more than 10 years now, we've been knocking the doors, mm-hmm. crafting the craft and doing the work, being better within what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's somebody that is very dedicated and disciplined to what she believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a million no's, and we see where every year she just keep bettering herself. And this year, boy, I don't know, next year you're looking to, I really want to see what you're going to do next year. Because
I mean, I'm seeing little snapshots of her and Cardi B.
Super proud of Lava.
Like, listen.
People, if people know Lava's story,
mm-hmm.
and that is a perfect success story of a ghetto youth of Trinidad and Tobago,
mm-hmm.
you know, a big up to young brother as well. He's our next one, very proud of, you mm-hmm. know, and they don't sing nothing violent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I see where the music that they do, it touch a lot of people worldwide. Also, they are a product of their environment, who now could turn back and help others in their environment, create jobs,
mm-hmm.
create opportunities as well. And also not only create opportunities, but also show people that there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
You can motivate you as a mentor now. You know, you are somebody they could look up to in the community. And I think we as our people need to not cast judgment on them, but highlight them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that by itself could be a big crime-fighting solution.
Mm.
You know? And, I'm just so proud of them.
You know, not to pong those representatives, but there was a speech or a move towards using music and production and actually getting young people into studios to produce music, to send them on a new track.
Mm.
Is there like any advice you could give to them to really make it solid and sustainable?
Well, it's not the only advice I want to give,
mm-hmm.
because I already have a 14-page proposal that I already sat down with the ministers with, where it is geared towards youth development, mm-hmm. in Trinidad and Tobago. And when I say youth development, not just music or artists that I'm looking for. I'm looking to create a movement with producers, writers, videographers.
A network then?
Proper network, mm-hmm. right? I did the proper research because I have the results in terms of youth development. I know what it takes to get get you from point A to point B within a certain time, how much it will cost and how much returns we could get within a certain time. I know that is the type of language you like to hear.
Yeah, ROI.
Correct.
Make sure that is on the most priority list.
All the heavy lifting is already done. I have all the documentation and the results to show, right? From within Soca Monarch with one of my artists in 2019, Mr. Killer from Grenada, I saw the impact. The GDP in Grenada went to the whole next level because of just that one song doing what it did in Trinidad. And in 2020, we returned and we won again in with College Boy Jesse, who is my younger brother. Right? So, and in my team, we have like three titles in Soca. And then we have a lot of youth stars. Our artist by the name of Sucre. He's a very
Natasha smiling. Yes,
yeah, he's amazing, amazing talent to look out for. He's the lead singer, the youngest band in the country, called Evolution the Band. And that whole movement of youth development has been something that I'm passionate about, to show that we could really make something for our people. Because after oil, our biggest export is our natural resources, which is carnival and the people.
Tourism,
right?
Correct, yeah.
So if we don't look into that direction and really nurture and develop that, we have a problem.
Speaking about development, going back to Natasha's new music, how did the reconnection happen? And, you know, what else can we expect from this team here?
Well, I could answer. I mean,
I want to hear that too.
I got a phone call. Right. Big up to Cookie's part of management. And I got a phone call from Cookie stating that Natasha looking for a song. And I was like, Natasha, the legendary Natasha Wilson. I mean, you don't get them calls every day. So me being a student of the business, being a student of culture, I was more than happy to say yes. Right. So I had a phone call with Natasha and I was like, okay, let me hear what you feel and what you want to say in your song. Right? What emotion you want to express. And she tell me, boy, I want to, you know, I'm back and I want to be strong and I want to show my strength in my music and I want to create a song that could outlive my life. Because she already have two classics that will outlive everybody in this room. Right? So the job was up to me and my team now to create something that could stand up like that.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it was a task, but I was more than happy to say yes to it.
Well, all right. Well, let's hear the fruits of that labor as we go into this new song. And when we come back, Natasha, we'll talk about future plans.
Yes.
And if you're competing for this year, you think?
No.
Oh, go on. We'll be right back. Hold on, TNT.
All right.
From the first breath I take in the morning, I know nothing could stop me from my blessings. Plenty people vex, but they can't do nothing, cause I know that my Father is watching. When they see me so, they fighting me bad, trying to do everything they could to hold me back. But my God will sleep, keep defending time. Now I'm stronger than ever, and that is the fact. They can never stop me again, and I feel good every day. Just look on my gorgeous grace, make me feel to jump up and wave. Two hands in the air and I'm singing, oh, 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 oh. So thankful for life, everything feeling nice. I'm singing, oh, 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 oh. With a heart full of love, to hold me back, but my God will sleep, he depending that, now I'm stronger than ever, and that is the fact.
That's new music from Natasha. We've got some calls coming in as well. So, Natasha, tell me about this song. I know that this is the name of it is Warrior.
Warrior.
Which is basically like your My warrior life. Cry.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we all warriors. So after going through everything that I went through, I'm mm-hmm. a true warrior now. After 43 years, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more than a warrior.
A veteran at that. You know how to do this thing.
Yes. Yeah. Don't learn by now. You know, been through, hell and back,
mm-hmm.
if I could say that on the air, been through hell and back, you know, but with God, grace and mercy, hey,
mm-hmm.
gotta do it. And I always tell the younger ones, you got to push,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes, you know, somebody has asked me this and I want to say this, you gotta push in this business when you're now coming. Some people think that when you're coming to this business, you just want to sing to make plenty money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about the money. You got to build yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Build your character. Build you mentally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It's not about the money. And you got to have strong people behind you. Because it could break.
Mm-hmm.
I had many times, if I didn't have the strength of my mother, I'd have said, you know what, Dad? Mommy, am I able to do this thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but having strong family or friends, good friends, because it have friends could lead you.
And don't bring you back.
Don't bring you back.
Yep.
You know, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you're now coming into this business, it's not about a money thing. Mm-hmm. It's about staying constructive, staying permanent, loving what you're doing. Please, oh God. It's not about the fame. Because before all that, you have to build yourself
mm-hmm.
before the fame. Getting one song and making a hit for that year, mm-hmm. you ain't big yet.
Mm-hmm.
You now start.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's a lot of work you had to put in.
And also from the perspective of making the hit from last year and, mm-hmm. and the pressure to follow up with another.
It's not an easy thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have like great writers like Zig Boy, the team, mm-hmm. or Brent Toussaint. You know, you have to have strong people that nobody doing. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a strong marketing. That's
marketing
the key word.
Marketing presence, yeah.
In your mm-hmm. team. If you don't have that, you could sing from now till doomsday. And mm-hmm. nothing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there.
And I'm glad that you're saying these things. Because mm-hmm. there are a few artists that have said over and over again, you know, they don't want to, they're always fighting us down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a difference. Okay, so they're saying that we're not getting the opportunity, we're not getting the airplay, but when you have all of the things that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you know, it makes you more of a force to be recognized.
Yeah,
and reckoned with as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and they demand better for you.
And the older ones too, not the older heads, and I'm putting myself in this too. The older heads who is more experienced in this business, give the younger ones a chance now.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do this forever. Mm-hmm. We need to sit back.
Develop them, mentor
yes.
them. Mm-hmm. It'll cost
mentor
you nothing to do that.
You know,
and you were mentioning a few that you are taking under your wing, that
yes,
you've taken under
I
your
am,
wing.
I yeah. am, right? And after a while, I can't do this forever.
Mm-hmm.
But Natasha Wilson's name have to live on.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And my singers, I want to sit back and be proud. Mm-hmm. Don't fight them down. Help them. Build them because it have some real, real, real great artists out there, young and upcoming, but mm-hmm. give them a chance. You know, everybody had to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You see that word eat? It's not Natasha eating and a Bungie eating mm-hmm. and a this one eating. Mm-hmm. Everybody have to eat.
I saw a quote the other day. It says, basically, you want a slice of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn how to make the pie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mm-hmm. looking at that, it's such a powerful way of
thinking.
Mm-hmm. That way, if it is that you are willing to make the pie, you find the people who have the right ingredients to, mm-hmm. to come together to
right,
do this.
Right.
You know, and then you get to share it.
And some of them had the pie and even want to share it.
Mm-hmm. What you just described is Zig Boy.
Mm.
Yes.
In a nutshell, that is exactly how we function, because we don't look for handouts. We're here to share. But mm-hmm. for you to share, you must have something.
Mm-hmm.
So my mission, because I started as a artist as well, but When I started learning the business, then I understand that there are different sides to it. And I went deep dive into learning and understanding and studying it. And my journey took me into different places and made me play different roles, where now I could now turn back and train other youths to now create a pie. And by creating a factory that making pie, right? And that is basically what Zigboy is about. It's like a nest where once you have talent, we could take you in, we could nurture you, put you on the right track, and export the product. Right? So basically that is what we're here about, and that is what this is, a product of Zigboy.
Yeah. So I mentioned, you know, we'll be taking calls in just a little bit. So hold on, TNT, I see the light shining up. I mentioned competition, but this will not be your motive for 2025.
No,
why is that?
Well, honestly speaking, when you reach a certain level in this business, you have to know to say no. Setback. As I said, give the younger ones. We should be judging, not competing.
I like that.
You understand? Yeah. We should be judging the competition. You have people like myself. You have people like Mr. Montano. You have people like even Spine. You have people, Bungie, you know? Because like in New York, you have something called American Idol. The King of Soca, Lemby Simon. I am one of the ladies. You have, you know, Mr. Bungie. You have people who are strong in this game. Not now come.
That can give proper advice.
Yeah. You know, like, but yes, even producers, put them to judge the competition. We like people like us, so that's what we need to do. Not take part of it. You know?
Interesting.
How would you give the younger ones a chance? How would you know the ability if we competing with them? Don't make no sense.
Let's take some calls. 625-2257 and 627-3223. Hello, good morning. 625-2257 and 627-3223. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hello, morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. First time caller.
Welcome to freedom.
Yeah, man. I'm an artist by the name of Cody, you know, and first time I link on to the station by accident, but hearing the whole thing, it sounds so down-to-earth, rustical, Trinidad contest kind of thing, and you know. Well, I, as an artist, right, as a contest artist, I think soca, dance, all kind of thing, I would do from a long time. And I have a lot of ideas I think I could share from listening earlier this morning with the kind of discussion towards global liberation against disunity, then, you know, things where there's cause a distance, because I believe we in this generation is descendants of Abraham's seed, the Abraham Accord. And we could do something if we could get a station who conscious and who willing to grow perspective of things ways in the benefits of life or good or whatever. And we could make a change by that, which I call it truth.
Thanks so much for your call. So basically he's saying let's find more positive things to put on air and find a station to collaborate with you. But I mean, once the music is good and once it is of quality, it will reach on air. That's the best I could tell you. But Zigboy, is there a way that artists, if they're listening, who would like to be part of the crew, of the movement, how do they get on to you?
I mean, it's simple. Email, zigboi@gmail.com, or www.zigboi.com, or find Spine on Instagram or any social platform. Or, I mean, if you're interested in being an artist, you should at least have some information on the movement and myself and Fine Man. Let's do work.
And see if your intentions align.
Yeah.
So, Miss Natasha, what are your plans for being in TNT for Carnival, where you would be guest appearance? Can you say?
Well, right now, Kathy and Spine is in charge of my affairs here.
Mm.
So they have an itinerary for me so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be back very, very soon, within 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, a week and a half to 2 weeks, I'll be back. Mm-hmm. So don't feel like going to stay long.
All right.
Just going to take care of some business and come back. But, yeah, they are the ones that are in charge of all my affairs in TNT.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to ask them.
Can you mention where you've been so far since you arrived?
Like interviews?
Mm. Well, where have you been at any events for the season so far?
No. Tonight we are at Woodford Cafe in Sugarhorns. So I'll be singing Warrior.
Okay.
So I hope that you could come out and raise your flag and, hey, Tashi, go girl, you know? So.
Yeah. And for those who need a little refresher or to learn the lyrics before Sugarhorns,
yes,
let me play it one more time again.
Yes.
Miss Wilson, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure. You're such a darling. Thank you.
No problem.
For having us.
And it was nice meeting you, Spine.
Same here, man. Same here.
All right. So TNT, let's take in Natasha one more time. And it's all about supporting local and bringing that positive message to the airwaves. This is Freedom 106.5 FM, Warrior, from Natasha Wilson.
From the first breath I take in the morning, I know nothing could stop me from my blessings. Plenty people vex, but they can't do nothing, 'cause I know that my Father is watching. When they see me so, they fighting me bad, trying to do everything they could to hold me back. But my God will sleep, keep defending time. Now I'm stronger than ever, and that is the fact. They can never stop me again, and I feel good every day, just to call my God's grace, make me feel to jump up and wave. Two hands in the air and I'm singing, oh, 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 oh. So thankful for life, everything feeling nice, I'm singing, oh, 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 oh. With a heart full of love, Father bless me from above.
Best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.